Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it is my pleasure to welcome back Ann. She simply calls herself Ann, and she is a Magi walk-in from the multiverse. I'm going to explain what that's about. She stepped into this human existence to relieve another soul known as Jesse Ann Nichols George, whose body she now inhabits. She still is known by Jesse's name, though she calls herself Ann. Jesse and Ann are part of the same Magi team, which work to assist people in living compassionately, wisely, and harmoniously. Their work helps people to be conscious of their wholeness and how they are existing. Together, Jesse and Ann have created 7 books on their own. Jesse was also a collaborator on the bestseller book Embraced by the Divine. She hosted her own international radio show, The Code Connection, for 5 years and created the Genesis Clearing Statement. Ann focuses on carrying out the code journey work by producing a new edition of the book by that title each year. This will guide people on how to maneuver life on Earth. As a coding interpreter, she helps people understand the flow of their energy in this world and how to bring that into divine alignment. Her work uses almost 39 years of experience teaching and working with clients, as well as blending Eastern and Western philosophies through over 50 different modalities. Ann's human self is a 13-plus generation spiritual healer, energy tuner, spiritual and wellness coach. She is also a 13th generation druidic practitioner, honoring and appreciating the harmony of all things and working with the natural cycles of life. This bloodline includes everything from the freedom fighters like George Washington, a lead translator, and a Hebrew scholar involved in the original translations of the Bible, a 4-star general on the Air Force, royalty, Apache and Cherokee Indian, European farming, many of the Celtic and Northern European influences, as well as a bit of Norse energy. As a Magi, Ann works with all star seeds, soul groupings, and existences. Let me give you her web address so that you have that. Please take out a pen and piece of paper, and I will give that to you momentarily. Ann, how are you tonight?
I am doing well, David. It's so good to be back on your show again. I always love the time that I get to have with you.
Well, the feeling is mutual. And here is Jesse. This is Ann's website. It's CompassionCodes.com, code plural, CompassionCodes.com. And it's an old habit to want to refer to you as Jesse, so forgive me, Ann.
Yes, it happens from time to time, and I get the feeling that Jesse's been around me lately. I've had a couple of people comment on it, and so I think her energy's been kind of present lately, so I always am forgiving of that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. To the callers that are on the line, I haven't talked to any of you. What we're going to do is Anne is going to talk about her new book as well as what's going to be happening in the new year, and then we'll take a couple of lucky callers who can have a mini code reading from Anne, code interpretation. So let me get back to you, Anne. Tell us about your book. This is, as we mentioned in the opening statement, a continuing work from what Jesse Ahn had been doing, correct?
That is correct. Jesse started this work, and those that are not familiar with the journey, certainly you can read about it and hear about it. David did a three-part series with me back in around May and going into June, I think.
Let me interrupt. It was May 22nd and May 29th are the two primary episodes. We've done another one since then. Do you remember when that was?
I thought they might have all been that month of May, but...
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay. The other one was earlier in the month. So just look in the archives for the month of May, and what you would do is go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E. blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark with an E. Excuse the interruption there, Han.
That's perfectly okay, and that's a great place for people to go and kind of get filled in on the story and what brought this book into being. And, you know, one of the things about Jesse, who is the soul that I stepped in for, she always found reference books very, very powerful because with reference books, it's, you get the information, but you have to create your own path in things. Your creative energy is still present. It's not the same as somebody saying you need to do this exactly this way at this time on this date. It leaves room for your own personal expression within it and for you to pick up the knowledge along the way. And this book is in some ways designed like that. 2021 will be the fourth year that the book has been put out. There's a new one that's put out every single year for the year's influences. And the codes are really a language that we have among the Magi. And the way that it kind of works when I'm bringing this information out and bringing it together is I work with a whole variety of dualities, but in nothing really in the traditional way. And so I just kind of use them as a launching pad, such as like with names and numbers and letters and things like that, because they all tell me stories. And that allows me to put it into my own language and to really grasp what's happening, see some of the layers and how they overlap and things and the refining pieces in it. And then I take that information and I bring it back out into our earthly language here. And so that then gets displayed into this book, which is basically a daily guidebook, but it's a little bit different than what you see out there. It's kind of a cross between a daily guidebook and an almanac, and, you know, I cover a lot of things in there. I break it down from what the year's influences are. I take a look at how the starseed and the generational influences are playing in during the current year, and then I break it down by months from there. And also the story of Jesse's journey to bring this work out is in there as well. And then within the months, there's different components of where it's, the month is broken down into some different pieces. I address the full moon and the new moon energy, as well as some portal energy like meteor showers that are going on, or the solstices and the equinoxes. And also some angel influences, and then break it down to the day. And every year I kind of add something or refine the style a little bit on it. And this year, of course, I added in a new piece to it, which has been really exciting. And part of what this book does, or this co-journey work does, is that it will meet somebody wherever they are on their path, and it will get them to open up and think for themselves. It's going to pull your mind out of boxed programming that we often get locked into in this world. And it's going to get you to ask questions. It's going to get you to explore things with your mind. I provide different steps that people can take on a day-to-day basis, things that they can focus on or think about. And in that process, it unwires this programming so that we can be better connected or more strongly connected consciously with our soul self. And through that process, what we're doing is we're building compassion for ourselves. We're building, living life from a very aware space. And we are building this incredible relationship between the soul self and the human self, which is very essential and very powerful to do on this plane, because we need the two components working together with it. The soul self needs the human self to exist here and to move about in this world where it's visible to people in this world. And the human self needs that guidance and the wisdom of the soul self to maneuver in this earth, to understand things, to realize things, to be aware of the incredible purpose that it's serving for being here.
Well, it's a wonderful book. I haven't seen the 2021 edition, but I have seen the 2020 edition, and it sounds like the format is essentially the same. Is that correct, Ann, from year to year?
The basic format is the same as the 2020 book, and I've just added some additional questions to help open the mind up on the action pieces this year. So I think that that's a really beautiful piece to be added into. And I want to mention too, David, that people, they can go into what I do every year is when I release the upcoming year's book, so where I've released the 2021 book to come out now and it's available for purchase, I make the previous years available for free on Smashwords. And this is a great opportunity for people that aren't familiar with the work. They want to get an idea of what the content is like or how I present things. They can go in there and they can download, for example, the 2020 version absolutely free. And it's kind of a way to just explore the work and see if it's something that they like before they actually make that purchase. And for a lot of people, that's been a great opportunity because they say, I hate purchasing something not knowing what it is. And I can understand that because I'm kind of the same way. And I feel like this is a great opportunity to open that door and give people that chance to find out if it's something that interests them. And I find when people work with this book, I get it over and over again, whether they are reasonably new on their path or whether they have been on their path a long time, this is the kind of work that they say, you know, it doesn't matter how much I shift or I change, this book goes with me. It flows with me. It meets me wherever I'm at, whether that's on a day-to-day basis or a year-to-year. And they say, I won't do a year without it. That's usually the case. When somebody works with the book for a year, if they're actually working with it, they say, I won't go through my year without this book again. And I think that that's been a pretty exciting piece, seeing how it's transformed people's lives, seeing the changes that they've made, the shifts that they've made, their ability to identify things in their life and what's happening, and to start to to be able to pick out the patterns and to really make choices from a much more conscious and aware space with what's happening. And when we do that, we're really breaking down so much of the victim patterns that we can fall into. We break down the abuse patterns that we put up with from other people. We start to really step into who we are. And that is such an incredible gift for us to give ourselves. And I think, especially in these days and times, it's very important that we have this relationship with ourselves and that we really connect in with our own personal strength and our own personal wisdom. And, you know, it's just, it's not about being somebody else. It's about being you, whoever you are, and embracing that. And this book really helps people unfold that year after year.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Can you, Anne, would you please, there I go again, would you please tell the people the best place to purchase the book?
You know, the easiest place to go is onto my website, which is CompassionCodes, with an S on the end, .com, and there's a tab on there that says Goods, G-O-O-D-S, and under there you'll find the code journey. Click on the code journey, and that page has the links to get you directly to being able to purchase the book. You can purchase it. I've got it up through Amazon for paperback, and also Kindle through Amazon, and then Smashwords. And I personally like Smashwords for the ebook version just because you can download in multiple formats. So if you have more than one device that you want to put it on, you can do that just for the one price. And it comes in all kinds of different reader formats and things there. So, but this is a really thick book, so a lot of people tend to like to hold the paperback in their hands. They like to have the actual book itself with them. Also, David, this year I was able to get this book into Ingram Book Company, which is one of the two largest distributors that retailers deal with. So
wow.
If people have a favorite bookstore that they love or a favorite metaphysical store that they love, they can go in and ask that store to carry it, and that way then they can, you know, give the business to their favorite store. And that business should be very familiar with Ingram Book Company, like I said, because they are one of usually the two biggest ones that people will deal with from a retailer aspect. So I always like to put that out. If anybody's around the Vermont area, the Pyramid Wellness Center in Rutland, Vermont, carries the book in their store. So that is a place where they can pick it up as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Anne. I'm looking at the time. I think we should transition into talking about 2021. So I'm going to turn this over to you, and if I have any questions, I'll jump in. We'll talk for about 20 minutes, and then we'll talk to two callers. How does that sound?
That sounds good, and I'll probably take some pauses in there just in case you want to get something in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Or add some comments to what I'm saying.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I know there's probably a lot of people out there that just are putting their hands together, praying right now, saying, just please tell me it's going to be better than 2020. You know, better is always relative, as I like to say. And we simply are in times that are challenging times. And there are going to be aspects that are still going to be very, very harsh for us to deal with. And yet there's also going to be some beautiful opportunities in the year. And I think that this is really one of the things that we have to keep in mind, or is important to keep in mind, especially when we're in times that are challenging us mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, with what's happening around us. And it, when things are uncertain and they feel turbulent, is that we do have blessings in the situations and we do have opportunities in that situation. And 2021 is not void of it. I will tell people right now that one of the core components to 2021 is change. And we're going to see a lot of change, a lot of shifts. And I'm not really going to sugarcoat things tonight because I feel like people need to know the truth about what's going on. And that being said, when we get truths, as I'm speaking here, if there are truths that you don't like, that don't feel pleasant to you for some reason, that you say, gee, I wish that wasn't the case. We need to breathe into that, and we want to realize that because certain energy currents are present, we have the ability to still have an influence there. We have an ability to operate with foresight, and instead of taking the pieces that you don't like and going off into a mental spiral with that information, you want to take the information and say, how can I make the shift? How can I turn this information around? What can I do with it to operate with greater wisdom? What are the opportunities that are going to be present within this? So that being said, those that have worked with the Code Journey during 2020, they know that 2020 was all about restructuring and rebuilding. It was all about this aspect of just kind of having to tear everything down. I like to equate, because we're in this 4 to 5 year period that is a major turning point, not only for our world, David, but for many existences. And so, you know, we're in times where we have to move through things. This is not the time to run, escape, and hide away. We need to move through this collectively as a human race. And part of the reason we're in the situations that we're in now, in our world and dealing with some of the things that we're dealing with, is because we didn't face them previously. This is why we have a lot of people from a lot of souls that were in Lemurian times, Atlantean times, are back here on the earth right now, because before they kind of just sat down and let everything implode, if you want to say that. And now we've got to move through it. We've got to hold each other up. And I do that with some friends and close acquaintances that, you know, we hold each other up. When one person's having a bad day, the other person will, you know, hold up what is going right. Let's focus on this. Let's, like, yes, we need to be aware of what isn't pleasant for us, but let's focus on what is going well. And I want people to remember, no matter how challenging things may feel in the world, that you have power within you to change things. And this is incredibly important, especially as we go into 2021, which is the second of this five-year cycle that we're in, of this incredible transformation. And, you know, we really are. We're living through some of the most incredible times on the face of the earth right now. Even if it doesn't feel real warm and fuzzy and pleasant all the time, we are living through these most incredible times. And 2021 is the year of transforming our journey. So this is a very pivotal year. It's a year that there is going to be a lot of paranormal activity, a lot of spirit activity going on, a lot of angels and the magi are going to be very present, which I think is why people are starting to pick up a lot of Jesse's energy around me lately, is because they're all going to be there trying to guide us with wisdom. Even if they're not physically present in a body, they're going to be there trying to guide us and trying to help us as best as possible during this time. I equate this time period that we're in kind of like remodeling a house, right? Last year was like getting the house and, you know, tearing down the walls and digging up everything that wasn't functional, you know, and building and restructuring and laying a new foundation for things, you know, getting things solid enough that we can build on them. And this year is when we start to really change the design of things. This is where we start to change out the textures or the walls or the colors and things like that. And so we start making all of the adjustments to the new form of things. And I'm not saying the new normal or the new world. I mean, yes, we're changing into something different, but we're still going to be in this world. And it's going to call on us to really dig in to our soul self, because we do have a lot of divine presence that's going to be with us, but we're also going to have a lot of energy that's going to try to pull us out of our divine self. And I think this is a very important piece for people to keep in mind, is that with all that's happening, there's still going to be a lot to process, a lot to take in, a lot to deal with. And with all the shifts and the changes, there's going to be a tendency with the way I see the codes for 2021 for people to kind of want to escape or to ignore it or to put things off. And that's not going to work. We can't procrastinate. We can't just run and hide from things. And the more that we try to do that, the more danger we will put ourselves in. We need to face things. We need to deal with them as they come up. We need to turn to the divine, to God, whatever your pure source of soul energy is, and be in conversation with that. Be in connection with that. And I really encourage people to do more disconnecting, if it's at all possible for them, from technology. Come on and listen to a show like David's that's inspirational or positive or things like that. But don't sit there and watch, for example, the news for hours on end. And I say that because there's too much heavy energy in that. There's too much of that that is breaking down the soul self. So wherever possible, you know, bundle yourself up and go for a walk if it's, you know, even if it's winter and it's a little bit cold outside. Take the time to focus more into meditational practices or things like that, where you are learning to choose your thoughts and your focus. You know, work with visualization to focus on feeling more love, to focus on exuding more love into the world. And sometimes we think we have no power or ability to influence what's happening in the world or how people are being. But when we tune into that energy, we shift the whole collective. So even if we have almost no contacts in our life and very few people that we deal with, that's okay, because it is about the energy that you personally are carrying that is going to make the difference. And I think if we keep that in mind and we keep compassion as our focus, we keep truth as our focus, we keep integrity as our focus, and we keep kindness as our focus. And
I have a question.
I think, yes. Yeah.
How does energy relate to action?
Energy is a very personal active
level.
Force.
Mm-hmm.
At a personal level, because this is where you are putting your attention. This is where you're putting your focus. And whatever you are focusing on, it is going to create action. So if I'm holding a thought or a piece in my head for love between other people, for kindness, for pleasant interactions with people, and I hold that in my head and I hold that in my heart and I hold that as my desire and I hold that as the energy that I choose to connect with, because no matter what is happening in my life, I can choose to connect with any type of energy I want to in any moment, in any situation. So if I'm holding that and then I go out into the world, and even if people maybe don't say some nice things or whatever the case is, or they're grumpy or whatever, I can still be kind. And as long as I am presenting that kindness, as long as I am presenting the compassion, regardless of how they choose to be, I stand in the clear. I am going to be reminding people that that is the soul's energy, that that is the nature of the soul. And it will have an impact whether I see it or not. Energy is an active force, David. It is motion. And so whatever we focus on, we put in motion.
What happens when we become obsessed with something? For instance, I have a lot of people that call into the show who are concerned about career and relationships. And what I've observed is that some of these same people keep calling in and calling in. They're given suggestions on how to proceed, and they either don't take the suggestions or they don't work. I don't know which is the case, but it seems to me that we do have to take care of our vibrations and let go of outcomes. I mean, embrace the outcome, but then let it go.
Yes, and, you know, this is an aspect of oftentimes when we're obsessed with something, we're dealing with oftentimes a programming that is outside of ourselves. It's not even coming from within ourselves, because if it was coming from within ourselves, we would not be obsessing over it. So it's actually an outside thought that's coming in. And it's very interesting that you bring this up, because from July through December, addictions, which I also feel like obsessions fall into addictions, because that's really what they are in a form, are going to be very much on the surface, and we're going to have to deal with them. What happens is we kind of, that's also a form of escapism. Our obsessions are, we become so focused that we are minimizing our possibilities. We're actually restricting ourselves from getting to what we really want. So, for example, somebody is focused, they really want love in their life. They really want that caring life partner, for example. But they're so busy obsessing on one person, and that blocks them and restricts them from maybe actually finding what they're looking for. And this is going to be a year that we can't run away from things. Because the more we try to run away from things, the more that we try to hold on to our addictions and our obsessions, the more we're going to push them away. And that's what really happens, is we push them away. So in these obsessions, we're getting an outside thought that is drawing on an inner need. And that inner need, we believe, is going to be found in something outside of ourselves. But that inner need has to be satiated by ourselves from within ourselves before it's going to surface in our outer world a lot of times. So,
I like. I'm sorry. I was just commenting.
Okay. I didn't know if you had something to say in there. So.
I just said that I like that.
Yes. Yeah. These are the types of way that the mind starts to get restructured with the code journey. And I think more and more as 2021 goes on and we see the shifts and the changes that are happening, and we're going to be forced to look at truth. We're going to see a lot of corruption exposed and brought to the surface, and collapsing and transformation going on, and these different types of components. We have a lot of kind of death and rebirth energy going on, a lot of transformation. So when we see this, it can be very hard on the mind to absorb and to take it in. And more, everything is kind of calling us to come back inward, because our minds and our communications are going to be a bit more challenged in 2021. So we need to be careful to follow up and ask people what they actually mean and not just jump to conclusions. We're going to need to be very careful to realize that there's going to be a lot of chaos thrown at us through the information that's coming to us. So we're going to have to turn inward to make our decisions. We're going to have to go in and connect with spirit to be able to tune in to what we need to do. And we're probably going to see a lot of just excessive or extravagant things being pulled out of our life. So I think 2021 in many ways is probably going to bring us back to our fundamental basics. It's going to bring us back into what is really important, which is this connection. You know, I can take Christmas, for example. You know, we love Christmas, right? We love decorations and things like that. But for many people, they got to a point where it just became more and more extravagant and more elaborate, and it became more and more material. And we kind of lost sight of what the real meaning is of Christmas, of the winter solstice, of what that timing of year is about, this peacefulness, this quiet, this serenity, and reflection. And we've gotten out of sync. And so I think with 2021, one of the big pieces is we're going to have to get real. We're going to have to get authentic. We're going to have to get back to basics. We're going to have to look at what's really important to focus on. And I think one of our biggest components is kindness. Because even when people are sitting in polarities and they're sitting in opposite positions on things, if we got down to the roots of what those people both want, they're really wanting the same thing. They're just in the illusion that they're sitting in different places and that they're in these oppositions.
Well, we are coming to the part in the show where we're going to take callers. I want to give you an opportunity to put forward any final points about 2021 that are important for people to know about or to consider. And then we're going to take two callers, and the callers are I'll identify them when we get to them. So, what else would you like to say about 2021?
You know, what I want to say to people is really embrace the transformation. Don't procrastinate. Trust your own inner voice. And, you know, don't put things off or try to escape things. This is a time to move through them. It's time to purify and to transform and to embrace the changes, because when we do that, we can create some really amazing things. This is where we can start to herald in the more loving, so-called, what a lot of people refer to as 5D energy into the earth, where we can open up the heart-centered energy. I really encourage people to take care of their health this year. And I say that because there are two key glands in the body that are being highly impacted by this period we're in, and that is the thymus gland and the pineal gland. And so we want to make extra care to not just do that stress eating, but to be conscious of what we're putting in our body, go for the pure foods, keep it lighter on your body so that it can process things, because the more we're doing that stress eating, the more we're going to aggravate the stress and we're going to aggravate fears. The more that we are allowing ourselves to purify our body, the more that we can step into hope and the more we can strengthen things like the pineal gland and the thymus gland, which bring out divine connection for us here on this planet, on this earth. And, you know, we don't have to get to the most devastating circumstances while we do something, David. We can make the choice to take care of things right away. We can make the choice to step up and be in that kindness. We can make the choice to make the changes in ways that are more pleasurable. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are going to need the harder, more dangerous circumstances. That's just the nature of it because they are in those escapism modes. But I encourage people, I think one of the biggest things you can do is go within yourself and think about, what addictions do I have? What do I run to when I'm stressed out? What do I try to grab onto? You know, what are those pieces? And start to find ways to let those go. Let go of what you feel is controlling you. Because those are all areas that you're giving power away. They're all areas that you're draining your energy. We simply need to have full access to our energy and not be putting it into things that are going to drain us, that are not beneficial for us right now. Really, really listen to that inner voice, because we're going to have the proverbial wolf in sheep's clothing, the big illusions, and we're going to have to go within in order to listen to our gut, to listen to the soul, to listen in to the divine path, to divine principles, and use the universal principles, the divine principles, as our guidepost in things. And I don't want people to be afraid going into this year, even though there are definitely challenges. Again, for a lot of people, they're going to come into an amazing amount of faith. They're going to come into really unfolding and blossoming their soul self, and that is going to be incredible, and that is going to be beautiful. So just embrace that transformation, because on the other side of all of this challenge and this stress and pleasant things that we don't like is something really incredible.
Well, thank you. It's fascinating. I really was taken with some of the things that you were saying, and I wish there was time for me to ask questions, but we're going to move ahead, and I'm wondering on what kind of information you would like from the callers before you start talking to them.
It kind of depends on what they're asking. For most of them, I'll probably get a birth date and a name from them. But yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phone lines then. Do you mind if we go about 5 minutes over, and that way you'll have 10 minutes to spend with each person?
Oh, that's absolutely fine.
Okay. All right. The first caller is Trish. And Trish, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Ann. Thank you.
Hi.
My name is Trish, and my birth date is February 19, 1959. And I'm not sure what else you'd like from me.
Okay. And what did you want to find out about, or what was your questions?
I guess what next year is going to bring for me.
Okay.
The near future, not necessarily next year, but the near future.
Yeah. So, you know, actually, it's very interesting, Trish, because this year has held a lot of transformation for you, and I'm having a feeling that you probably had to deal with some death this year. In your life, there were probably, whether that was proverbial or literal, you know, whether that was having to let go of people or whether people physically actually passed for you. That seems to have been a present thing, and you were probably pretty pushed to your limits. This upcoming year, starting with your birthday, because your birthday, your personal year, it goes from your birthday to your birthday. So you're just now in that last 2 months of your current personal year.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I should have said, I misspoke on that. You probably were coming out of a lot of challenges this year. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And things kind of closing out. You were, you know, stuff that had been longstanding. You probably found out who was really there with unconditional love for you. And the last 2 months of our personal year, we really want to do reflection time. We want to take it easier on our body. We want to rest more. But as 2021 comes around, and I'm just taking a look here. I was on target. Okay, so if you've got anything out there right now that has pushed you to your limits,
mm-hmm.
you're going to start to find peace in 2021. You are probably either going to be able to open up unconditional love a lot for yourself, or you will find people who will be there for you in unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And this is beautiful. Love energy is very present. So if you are currently in a relationship, you want to make sure you're taking the time to honor that. If you're not currently in a relationship, there could be people that show up in your life that will genuinely care for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is always an exciting piece. Some of it may feel like you're still doing a little bit of battle, and I wouldn't worry about that because it's not really going to be a battle at that point. It's mm-hmm. more of a bringing closure to long-standing challenges. And just, you might be a little more tired physically, and I say that because anytime we come off of a very intense personal year, particularly in the code pattern that you're going to be in for 2021,
mm-hmm.
you're naturally going to be a little more tired. You know, it's just like coming off of a sugar rush or something. You know, your body is exhausted from sustaining a lot of effort. But I think what you're going to find more than anything is a sense of peace. Things that mm-hmm. have been stressful, things that you've had to worry about, those are going to fade away, and you're not going to have to worry about them in the same way. You're not going to have them be the primary issue anymore. And so you're like, just your basic needs, your basic ability to survive is not going to be a major issue for you. You're going to get peace with that.
Okay, great. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, you're actually headed into a much more favorable cycle. So enjoy it for all you can this year.
I will. Thank you.
Good for you,
absolutely.
Trish. Thanks for calling. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just waiting to connect with the next person. His name is Dutch. And Dutch, you're live.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Dutch. And what were you looking to find out about?
Well, there's something for someone very special in my life and very significant to my life, and I would really be interested in knowing what does the future hold for the two of us.
And what is that person's name?
Excuse me?
And what is that person's name?
Her name is Annika.
Annika. Okay. Not sure if I'm spelling this right, but...
it's A-N-A.
You know, without going...
I can spell it for
okay.
you. It's unusual spelling of the name. It's A-N-A-K-A-H.
Okay. And, you know, without being able... I can only kind of give you a little bit of information on this, honestly, because this is something that I would have to sit down and really look at full names and look at the interactions of all the pieces, which we don't actually have time for in this particular show.
Okay.
But, you know, that's a much more labor intensive piece there. But overall, you know, what's very interesting and all I can really draw on for this show would be how things function in the outer world for the two of you. In other words, how you are and how other people see you in the world as a couple. And, you know, the good thing about this is that I feel like there's a certain amount of soul contract or soul connection between you, that you've come here to help each other meet certain responsibilities. It's almost like you've agreed to go through certain things together, to deal with them as a couple together. What's very, very important, though, for the two of you is, especially where other people are concerned, is you cannot let them influence your decisions or tell you what to do. You need to make those decisions by yourself, as yourself, and, you know, that's an important piece. You both have a sort of spiritual component to you. You're both people that people will oftentimes come to for advice or comfort or to see them through trauma. And, you know, so that can be a little bit challenging. When your energies come together, you're actually probably not the biggest couple to be a social couple. It's more about the two of you than it is the rest of the world in that aspect. And so, you know, in some ways as a couple, this can be a very favorable energy. It can be a very positive energy in the sense that you're not going to let as many distractions in. You're not going to be worried about relying on other people so much. And I think that that's a positive thing. So there's definitely some potential here. The biggest thing in this relationship is that you have to work with what's in hand. You have to take care of things immediately and you have to work with what's in hand. Another aspect piece with this connection that is positive is that you have the opportunity to actually take on some big projects in the world. You know, as a couple, the two of you, as long as you're able to handle it on your own, can be very good at organizing things that are humanitarian-based or organizing things to help people in trouble. And to be a catalyst for something of that nature. And you actually have the endurance to work as a couple independently of other people, which can be quite powerful for a relationship.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because she's probably one of the most empathetic and compassionate human beings I've ever known. And her and I together, we could accomplish a lot of things in a humanitarian and benevolent manner if we were just allowed to do that. There is an obstacle in a way, and that person who is the obstacle prevents her growth with me and my growth with her. So the things that we could accomplish are unfortunately hindered by someone else. And a very, very influential person that stands between us. not influential. Mm-hmm. Well, not influential in influencing us what to do, but being influential in the sense being that would prevent us from doing what we need to do.
So, the two of you really have to draw into yourself. One of the challenges with her is that there's almost always people that are going to be in crisis in her life in some way, shape, or form, always stirring up some sort of drama or chaos.
And, I'm kidding.
you know, that's an endless thing. That's just part of her codes for the outer world. So she has to learn where to set her boundaries and learn to find ways to do things without these other people involved, or to know when to be there and when to step back, because sometimes you have to let somebody fall. Sometimes you have to just say no. And, you know, that's one of the pieces that when she is able to step out from that influence, it will be almost limitless what you guys can accomplish together.
Well, therein lies the problem. Getting this obstacle out of our way so we can do things on a spiritual level, and on the level of where it should really be, where her and I combined are an unstoppable force in a positive way, but this person that stands in between us is this very negative force and a very just a bad energy in general. And this person really hinders her growth, or hinders her growth as a person.
I would hold on to some faith, because in 2021, we're going to see a lot of this, these people who are operating from negative spaces, from corruption, from ill intention. A lot of them are going to be falling, so to say. They're going to be crashing down. And so they will become less and less of an interference.
Oh, I apologize. You wanted to know something, at least a little information about, like, a birth date. I can give you her birth date and mine, if that would help. I forgot to give that in the beginning. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can take a look at that really quick.
My birthday is 10/8/69. And hers?
And hers?
Hers is 4/7/09/09.
Okay, so yours was 69 and hers is 09?
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I heard that right. Okay.
She's my daughter, by any chance, if that makes a difference.
Okay, and let's see here. Just looking at everything here. Where she's at right now is this really deeply, she's drawing in her personal year influences. She is naturally drawing in those that are charming. She's got a certain amount of magnetic energy, and she bringing in aspects that are dark, that are power based. I think her creative spirit is too strong for that in the long run. She's probably starting in April when her birthday rolls around. She's going to have to start making some really tough decisions. And that means I'm seeing closure come through. And I think there may be some increased danger for her in the meantime. But she definitely has the power and the strength to transform it and to change it over. And again, sadly, because of the way the influences are in 2021, she's probably going to have to get into a dangerous situation almost before she makes that transformation.
Now, what do you mean dangerous situation?
You know, the danger can come up in so many ways, but I think that in this situation, things are going to, she's going to realize she doesn't have as much control over things. And, you know, it could be tough. She's probably going to get something that is going to scare her. It could be a brush with death. And not that she would necessarily be in the hospital, but she could get that kind of a scare. And she's, you know, that's probably going to be the transforming piece, or somebody that she knows will get in trouble. Maybe somebody else that's connected to this person, then that will be enough to scare her. But she will be in a highly transformational time, and she's going to have to either take extra precautions or she's going to have some good. You are going to need to keep your schedule as open and as flexible as possible, because between her energy and your energy, it's going to expose the truth on things. And it is going to, you're going to have to be able to move on a moment's notice, perhaps to handle things. And, you know, again, I would not go into that fear space with this, but I think that you're going to have to remain open and flexible. You're going to have to be able to handle things in the moment when they come up. So right now, some of those big projects just need to kind of be set aside. You know, keep them as ideas, but you just kind of need to be a little more open in there. And I don't sense any harm coming to her physically, but I do sense that she could get a good scare.
Hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So a lot of caution
for both of you. You have to operate with caution. You have to operate with being a little more practical. You know, she needs to learn to be very aware of her surroundings starting in April.
Well, she's very much aware of her surroundings now. She's a very intuitive child, and she's as smart as they come. There's just someone in her life right now who's not cultivating those positive qualities in her, empathy, her compassion, her IQ, her genuineness. There's just someone in her life right now who does nothing to cultivate that in any way. If anything, she represses it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've pretty much gave me a pretty good idea of what's going on with Annika. So what about myself?
Yeah, with
we're
going
to have to keep this short, Dutch, okay? Go ahead,
okay.
Jesse.
Yeah, with yourself, mostly, like I said, you're going to have to stay open and flexible, because there's probably going to be chaos and drama coming up with people around you. And you're going to need to be able to be there for them. You're going to need to be able to pick up and go when things are needed, and to handle things. So it's, you know, just keeping that open. And the key is to just hold being calm, to hold being compassionate in the midst of it. I like to call it, you know, your motto will be to be the eye of the storm in things. And, you know, people are going to be relying on you to provide some calm, to provide some peace of mind to them. So that's going to be an important piece. So just don't load down your schedule too much, you know, through 2021.
Okay. Very well. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
yeah,
Dutch.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. And Jesse, thank you so much. It was a very illuminating show. And I'm looking forward to having you back again next year. We did set a date, didn't we?
We set a date for, I believe, in March. And so I'm definitely
yes.
looking forward to coming back then. And I can't believe how fast everything went tonight.
I know. It did, didn't it? Well, an hour is probably not long enough when I have you on the show, but thank you so much. You're such a pleasure, and the date is March 12th. And please visit Jesse's Anne's website, which is compassioncodes.com. And if I sound tired, it's because I am.
I think a lot of people are, and I just really appreciate you giving me this time and having me on your show again, David. It's just always a pleasure to be here, and I do encourage people to go check out the book, check out the Code Journey. It's amazing to work with, and especially in these times of challenges, it kind of helps to keep us centered and focused and grounded and connected to spirit all at the same time. And it gives us some foresight and some insight to understand more about what's happening. And I think especially in these days and times, that's incredibly useful for us to have.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. So now we're going to come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when they let it be. Have a great week, everybody. And please tune in Sunday nights at 8:30 p.m. to my new show, The Healing Circle. It's actually 2 years old now. We could use your support. It's a talk show format. And this weekend, we're going to be talking about a sexuality concern connected to gay people, and that is whether or not gay men can have platonic relationships. So that's kind of an interesting thought that comes from my co-host, Kat Edwards. Join us 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, same phone number, and you can participate in the discussion. It's an open format. So thank you, Ann.
Thank you, David.
Okay, good night, and God bless everybody.